guys, we are glad you are with us today because it is going to be a fire episode. Woo. There is some crazy news coming out today. Built is hot, hot, hot. We're so excited to tell you all the details.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be the best episode ever. I think we both screamed out loud when the news broke during our actual recording this morning. So that was fun. But before we get into that, just a few notes, a couple of things that I wanted to say. First of all, the people that reach out to the podcast with emails and to say, thank you so much. I did this because we learned from you. That is the absolute most rewarding thing in the entire universe. So please continue to share those things with us. That's why we do this. We spend a lot of time and energy on this podcast for free. And it's because we love hearing things like this. But if you do feel so compelled to give back to the podcast, one of the best ways that you can do that is simply to be following the podcast on any of the platforms where you listen, on Spotify, on Apple Podcast. If you just click the follow button or the subscribe button wherever you are listening and leaving a rating and review if you, you know, feel so called to do that, those things are astronomically helpful because it just tells the algorithm that people are listening and people are enjoying the content, and it puts us in front of other eyes. And that is the absolute best thing that you could do to give back to us. Of course, we love it when you use links that we put for you in the show notes, but we know that sometimes that doesn't always align with your needs, and something that's very, very simple to do and also hopefully is a benefit to you because it means you're the first person to get our episodes when they drop. They'll just download directly to your phone on your favorite platform. So if you wouldn't mind taking a quick second to go do that, it is extremely helpful for the podcast, for the algorithm, and it gives back to us in a really meaningful way. And we just really appreciate you guys and love those of you that have already done it. Thank you so, so much.
Okay, I can't wait any longer. We have to start talking about Built. Crazy, crazy things. First, the most exciting. I can't not be excited about it. And that is the Built and Rakuten partnership that was teased a while back when some screenshots leaked. For a hot second there, you could log into Rakuten and you started seeing Built deep in their fine print, and then it got scrubbed as soon as it was found. But that kind of gave us clues that it was coming. This partnership is now live. You can link your free Rakuten account and your free Built account. You do not need to have a Built credit card at this point to do this. For the first 6 months, you get to transfer your Rakuten points. We'll go over in kind of a one-to-one ratio, which is really cool. There is so much to learn about this. It's just rolling out. But Joanna, I mean, how valuable is this?
It's unbelievable. I was actually, I went to therapy this morning after the news broke, and I probably spent the good first 20 minutes of my therapy session explaining this to my therapist. I was like, no, you don't understand what this means. Which by the way, then at the end of the session, she was like, send me your Rakuten link. And I was like, this is awesome. But truly, not only is this absolutely incredible for people already in points and miles, so insanely valuable, but the people that were not in the credit card game yet, the people who are not ready to get a credit card, like maybe your credit score is just not there yet, you're working on it, you're building it, but you can't get approved for some of these higher tier cards, or just the people who are much more reserved with their credit card opening. This gives you an opportunity to earn hundreds of thousands of points per year. And we've demonstrated this for you in our session at Travelmore. If you were not there, I'm so sorry. If you would like us to repackage that, we probably can. But we told you in our session how we each earn over 100,000 points on Rakuten every single year. And this is like modest. This is not even going hard. It's not even being on Rakuten every single day. It's like the easy route, in my opinion. If you were really diligent, I mean, the amount of points you could earn is crazy. But we transferred them to American Express previously. what this has now opened up for us is for at least the next 6 months after you link your accounts, you can transfer to Bilt. And Bilt's transfer partners are extraordinary. Maybe we should go through the list of those real quick.
Let's do it.
The airlines that you can transfer to from Bilt: Southwest, United, Virgin Red, Emirates, Avianca Life Miles, Etihad, Aer Lingus, Cathay Pacific, British Airways, Turkish Airlines, TAP Air, Alaska and Hawaiian Airlines, Air France, KLM, Virgin Atlantic, Air Canada, Iberia, Japan Airlines, and Qatar Airways. This is insane. That list is exceptional. And with hotels, you've got Hilton, Accor, Hyatt, Marriott, and IHG. Guys,
it's so good.
I'm at a loss for words. Like, I'm actually stuttering because I'm just so shaken and excited about this. You earn by clicking through a shopping portal before you go spend the money you were already going to spend. And then those points can be transferred to so many good places, and really Hyatt blows them all away for me.
Yeah, I love Hyatt. I love that it gives you the option to send points to Alaska. There really are so many possibilities with this. And like you said, I love it for people who are not ready to sign up for a bunch of travel credit cards. I do know people in my life who are uncomfortable with credit cards, but they can shop through the shopping portal. They can have a free Bilt account, and then that gives them a way to have a transferable point currency without even having a travel credit card, which is fantastic. So I think this is a win-win-win for everybody. I'm a little bit, we'll see. It says after 6 months, if you just have the basic level of Bilt status, which is blue, then your ratio will be like cut in half. Mm-hmm. So if I only have blue status at that point, I don't know. I think it'll be a little bit tougher for me to decide if I don't want to go back to Amex membership rewards with my Rakuten earnings. We think that you will be able to choose, you know, switch between your choice so that you don't always have to choose Bilt or always have to choose Amex membership rewards. Again, we are recording this literally the day that the news is dropping. So there is always information that's going to come out and changes and new developments as people test things out and figure things out. So nobody knows all the answers right now, but I have already gone in. If you want to do this, how you do it is you don't have to go to Rakuten at first. If you do not have a Rakuten account, go ahead, go to the link in our show notes. You can click there, create a free Rakuten account. Then, if you don't already have a Bilt account, go create a free Bilt account. In the Bilt app, you're going to open the Bilt app, and it is going to have a place where you can link your Rakuten account. And if you already have a Rakuten account or you used our link to create a Rakuten account, don't worry that it says create and earn. Just make sure that your Rakuten account and your Bilt account have the same email address. Then when you click that, boom, it's going to connect so fast to your Rakuten account. If you had previously been earning Amex membership rewards and you were used to your Rakuten account saying a certain number of points back, that is going to switch over and it's going to say cash back instead. But it's not really cash back. It's just that every $10 from Rakuten is going to be 1,000 points with Bilt. It's the same one-to-one currency of when you had it as points that went over to Amex. It just looks a little more confusing. So it's going to be back to saying cash back if you're used to it saying points. But don't stress over that. It's still the same thing. It's just that was fine print in there that after 6 months, if you have that lowest tier status, it's going to change. But if you have Bilt silver, gold, platinum status, maybe you've been paying your rent with a Bilt card, then you should be better able to continue that one-to-one ratio.
And just to remind you guys, if you do sign up with one of our links, by using that link, you are going to get $50 cash back, which is 5,000 Bilt points after you spend your first $50 at any of their retailers. And obviously, the elevated bonuses are going to be different on the day that you're hearing this. But just to give you an idea, today, Nike has 10% back. Gap has 10% back. Crocs has 10% back. So they're going to be doing a lot of elevating over the next couple of months. They love to do these holiday elevations. And when you see 10% back, you can remember in your head, that means 10x points. So if you're spending $100 at Nike and it says 10%, you can remember to yourself, you're just 10xing that. So your $100 is 1,000 points.
Okay, the next piece of built news for this week, because that's not even the only thing.
It's not.
It came out that the Built Card 2.0 is coming out January and February, at least is when we're getting more information, when people who had the old Built Card, things are going to roll over to a new Built Card. There is a wait list. And right now you can go, we'll put the link in our show notes over on the Built page. You can sign up to be one of the first people to get information about the Built Card 2.0. All we know is that this is the exciting piece that is going to allow you to pay mortgages. No matter who you have your mortgage with, you are supposed to be able to pay your mortgage with this new Built 2.0 situation. We know that they're going to actually have multiple cards, but we don't have details. I know that Richard Kerr, when he spoke at Travelmore, said what he has up his sleeve for this new card or portfolio of cards is going to be so good that it will become your everyday spending card because the multipliers are going to be better. He dropped words low-key like the 4X points that we love on our Amex gold cards for restaurants and groceries. I mean, he alluded that this new card situation that Built is going to have going on is going to make us choose to use their card over any other card on the market. He says this is going to be your everyday card. You're going to want to pay your mortgage with it. This is exciting. I hope it's true. I hope he delivers on all the hype because I want those Hyatt points and I'm sick of Chase. I don't want to have to be, you know, desperately trying to earn Chase welcome offers anymore because they had a lock on Hyatt for so long. That was really the way to earn big bulk of points for Hyatt, was signing up for a new Chase card. So the idea that with my mortgage and other things, good multipliers, I could be earning lots of points with Built instead, I'm on board already. So I'm excited. I signed up through that link. I want to get the information right when it comes out. And of course, we will tell you guys about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I never actually got around to getting a Built card because I was reserving my 524 status, especially because I was going to try to get the Southwest card, which I did. So now I'm at 524. But this is the beautiful thing about what we're learning right now. 524 does not matter when you're not beholden to Chase cards to earn your Hyatt points. Guys, this really is shifting things a ton. So in February, when the new cards come out, I can very much see myself getting a card so I can be paying my rent that way. And make sure you're on the Built platform looking at all of the other ways that you can be earning points right now. They have a lot of cool features in there that allow you to start earning without having any kind of a credit card at all. So we will keep you posted about the new cards. Unfortunately, you cannot get the old MasterCard anymore as of November 5th. That application has closed. So you will have to wait until the new year and all of the new cards to obtain one of those.
Okay, now, back on the topic of Hyatt and Chase, yes, we don't love being, you know, have to follow all of Chase's rules all the time, but it has been announced that some new Hyatt cards are coming in 2026. We don't have a lot of details. It looks like they're going to go the route of having like an elite card, different tiers of cards. This is exciting for the sake of, you know, earning a large welcome offer with Hyatt. I can't believe it's everything I just said I'm sick of having to do. But for Hyatt, I will do a lot of things to earn Hyatt points because I love it. We're hopeful. Man, I'm hopeful that there will be an easier path. I know a lot of globalists probably are not hopeful for this to happen because there's already so many ways that people can do like a fast track to globalists. But I kind of hope that with the new card, the elite tier card, maybe there will be a way to earn globalists a little quicker. If you're an elite card holder, I would like to see that personally. I'm pretty excited to see what's going to come out.
Yeah, I am too. Another thing that was announced is that they're going to be taking brands like the Park Hyatt and the Alila brands and adding them to the Edit. So we already know that if you've got the Chase Sapphire Reserve, you have the Edit credit. So now that is going to be a little bit of a partnership between some of their more higher end Hyatts. There's not a ton of information around that yet, but that is interesting for people that have that credit as an option for them for sure. Another interesting thing about this is that it sounds like holders of the Chase Sapphire Reserve and the Chase Sapphire Reserve Business will get some kind of Explorer status with some kind of spend.
Yeah, they just said top spenders will be able to earn Explorer status with Hyatt. So I don't know what that means, but my gut tells me right now for the Chase Sapphire Reserve, there's a benchmark. When you spend $75,000 a year, you get IHG Diamond Elite status, you get that $500 Southwest travel credit, $250 credit for the shops at Chase. My gut is telling me it will be lumped in with those and maybe at that benchmark, because they said top spenders, putting $75,000 a year on one card, you know, the Chase Sapphire Reserve. I kind of think that's what it's going to be, but we do not know that yet.
Yeah. No, I agree completely. And that's probably not what most of us are doing, but maybe some of us out here that have a lot of business spend or a lot of personal spend, it might be worth it to grab Explorist that way. We will keep our ear to the ground about all of these things so that we can be reporting back to you as soon as this news is breaking so that you can stay up to date on all things points and miles.
We are so glad that you're with us. Thank you for being a part of the Wonderland on Points family. We are excited about 2026. We are going to close out 2025 really strong and have the best 2026 ever. We cannot wait to keep bringing you breaking news in the points and miles world. We can't wait to keep bringing you stories of trips, dream destinations that people make happen. Regular, everyday people like you and me make happen thanks to points and miles. Join us in the Facebook group. Share your stories there. Thank you for being with us today.
We appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.